At the center of Nashville's transit proposal is an increase to 4 taxes, and the biggest, in terms of how much money would be raised and how many people would be paying more, would be a higher local sales tax. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports on the arguments for and against, and he'll start with its impact on households.
The proposed increase on sales tax would cost shoppers 50 extra cents on every $100 spent. Or picture smaller day-to-day purchases, a nickel on every $10. It's a marginal amount on each transaction. Over a year of shopping, it would add up to more than $200 for a middle-income family.
It is a nibble here and a nibble there. Every time you go to the store, you don't keep track of the total amount.
That's Bill Howell, a longtime Tennessee tax policy lobbyist. He's deeply critical of the transit proposal, and especially the sales tax. He doesn't like that it's regressive, or felt the most by low and middle-income residents.
You know, a sales tax, in my mind, is kind of a sneaky way to collect tax. It takes away from diapers or milk or eggs.
Howell has been frequenting transit community meetings and talking to officials about his number crunching. He instead favors a property tax increase to pay for transit. But Metro has its reasons. For one, property tax money is already in high demand, paying for schools and the police and other city essentials, whereas sales tax is allowed by law to go directly to transit. And Rich Riebling, the city's chief operating officer, says sales tax isn't only paid by Davidson County residents.
You shift a lot of the burden to our visitors and to actually some of the commuters who are causing some of the traffic problems, people who live in Wilson County and Rutherford County but come into Nashville to go to events or to work, to go to lunch.
There's one other factor. Last year, the state legislature gave cities permission to raise a few types of taxes to fund transit. Property tax wasn't one of them, but sales tax was. Still, the idea of paying a little more every time you buy something turns off some voters, and the rate would go up a second time after 4 years, placing Nashville into a tie for the highest rate in the country. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.